The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the Sharks and the New Jersey Devils for the second and final time this season. They last played on October the 24th at Prudential Center in New Jersey, a 3-1 Devils win that was pretty tightly contested. But the bottom line is that New Jersey found a way to win with 2 goals and 1 assist by Dougie Hamilton on defense and 3 assists by Nico Hischier, who put in a sterling defensive performance against the Sharks' Macklin Celebrini, who had scored a hat trick against the Rangers the game before. Of course, the Sharks have played a lot of hockey since that contest, including Tuesday night at SAP Center, when they lost to the Los Angeles Kings by the score of 4-3, in spite of outshooting LA 40-14, one of their better overall performances of the season, according to the Sharks coaching staff. But when it came right down to it, the Kings were critical at the critical moment, and young Brant Clark on defense got the game-winning goal with 6:40 remaining in the game.
Grabbed by Klingberg, and he just races up the middle with it. Looks on the left for a man. Skinner tips into the offensive zone. Couldn't really control it. And so the Kings will get it back. 6:40 remaining in the game. Here are the Kings on the right moving in. They score! Brant Clark taking the pass on the right wing side and beating Askarov cleanly with a hard wrist shot. Suddenly, the Kings are ahead 4-3.
As is the case on Broadway, the show must go on, and the Sharks have to shake off that loss. Colin Graf says there are ways to do that and be effective against the Devils tonight.
Yeah, I think it's important to focus on the process, right? Because if you're playing well and you're doing the right things, then the results will come. It's just sort of the way it is. And, you know, I think we had, as a team, we played well, and we had the opportunity to win, but it just didn't go your way. But I think if you play like that over and over again, we can... Like over the course of a season, we'd stack some wins up.
Tonight marks the 9th game that Sam Dickinson plays in the National Hockey League. And as you get closer to 10 games and all of the business things that are associated with that mark, all kinds of questions happen with the coaches, the managers, and of course with the player himself. The way that it works is that Dickinson would be able to go back to his junior team, the London Knights, for the rest of the season. As long as he doesn't play in his 10th game, his contract slides to the next year in terms of free agency at the end. But Sam isn't worried about some of those decisions that have to be made as he approaches Game 9 tonight.
It's not really something that I'm worried too much about. Obviously, you know, decisions are out of my hand. You know, all I can do is just, you know, go out and practices and games and, you know, play to the best of my abilities, compete as hard as I can, and you know, just show what I've got. So, I mean, that's all I'm worried about right now.
Dickinson feels that he's had a growth process during the 8 games that he's played, and he says that there are certain areas where he notices it.
I think a big one's been my positioning. I think all over the ice, I think I'm getting better with, you know, just being in the right spot, not kind of, you know, not necessarily cheating, but, you know, getting a little too aggressive up ice or anything like that. I think defensively, especially, just, you know, making sure I'm on the right side of people, boxing out hard and that kind of thing, just, you know, makes life a lot easier when, you know, you're always in the right position and not really, you know, chasing the game around.
The NHL is a league that does not forgive, and in fact, it tests your confidence. How much has it tested Sam Dickinson's confidence in the early going?
A lot. You know, there's definitely a lot of times I'd be lying where, you know, a play happens or something like that, and, you know, you want to kind of get to the bench and, you know, crawl into a shell and not get back on the ice, but, you know, you have to kind of keep moving forward, not get too wrapped up into the down things, and just kind of keep moving forward. There's 82 games for a reason, lots of hockey to be played, so one bad play is not going to be the end of my season, and one good play is not going to be you know, the only play of my season.
While Dickinson's puck skills are certainly obvious, he's still learning about defensive zone play in the NHL. Is there a mechanism where he can flush out some of the errors that he makes and learn from them?
I think just staying present. I think just not really, you know, getting too low with I think, you know, obviously the one you're talking about, not getting too low with that goal against, but then obviously not getting too high with the, you know, the play right after, just trying to stay, you know, in between the lines as much as possible. And I think that's been a big thing for me, just kind of, you know, reading where that is and how I can stay in it.
Well, one thing's for certain. Sam Dickinson has had to focus most of his practice time working on defensive zone coverage and positioning, because in the NHL, it's the toughest place to do it.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I think I've said a lot, you know, I'm a defenseman, so I better be pretty good at defense. So I think that's been a big thing for me is, you know, making sure that, I can defend first. And, you know, I think a big thing for me is my offense has always come from good defending and good defensive plays and whatnot. So I think a big one for me is just, you know, worry about defense and the offense will come.
Dickinson has really appreciated all of the feedback that he's gotten from everybody on the coaching staff.
Definitely. I think one of the really good traits that I have is, I think I learn quickly. And I think anytime I'm told something from the coaches, I think I take it in, process it quickly and, you know, try to implement it into my game as quickly as possible. And, habits here are a huge thing with, you know, just being in the right spot, always doing the right things. So it's been, definitely an adjustment, but something that I think I've, prepared well for and, you know, I've taken in and gotten better with, as the days have gone on.
There are a couple of lineup changes following the loss to the LA Kings. First of all, Alex Nedeljkovic gets the start in goal. He has a 1-2-1 record and a 4.0 goals against average. Adam Gaudette was placed on the injured reserve list. And Patrick Giles, who's on recall from the San Jose Barracuda of the American Hockey League, will be inserted into the lineup tonight, playing alongside Barkley Goodrow and Ryan Reeves. Being able to play with two NHL veterans like these is important to Giles.
I mean, I'm really excited. I played with Goody a little bit last year, and this will be my first game with the both of them. And I hope we have a great night, and I'm going to take, learn from them every chance I get.
All in all, Patrick Giles looks forward to his NHL opportunity, and he says that it's gratifying to be noticed by the brass this early in the season. One of the keys to stopping the Devils is taking away the track meet. New Jersey is very fast, led by Jack Hughes at center ice, Nico Hischier, an outstanding two-way player, and players on defense, like Dougie Hamilton and Luke Hughes, make this a very challenging team to face. For Coach Ryan Warsawski, the strategy is to pressure the Devils in a way that benefits the Sharks' style.
Yeah, I think it starts with our puck play through the neutral zone, putting pucks behind them and not giving these guys fuel to go on the offense. And they obviously have some, you know, really good hockey players over there with the Hugheses and the Myers and the Heishers and the Palats. I mean, you name it. They're a deep team with a lot of different looks to their lineup, the depth, the way they play. So we got to make sure we put pucks behind them, get to our forecheck, make them come 200 feet. I know I sound like a broken record, and that's, you know, usually – what creates success is making teams come 200 feet, because it's hard to do. It's hard to go 100% on your breakouts. So you got to play the odds here tonight. We've got to make sure we don't fuel them.
In addition to Patrick Giles being in the lineup, the Sharks have also activated Shakir Mukhamadulin, who will play against the team that drafted him for the very first time tonight. Vinny Desharnais is scheduled to sit out, as is defenseman Vinny Iorio, and John Klingberg is playing in only his second game back since returning from injury. That makes things a little challenging for the defense to set up any kind of a rhythm, something that Coach Warsawski says they have to get to quickly.
If you really want to try to get your pairs, lined up and let them roll here and build some chemistry with your pairs, and obviously with our personnel and having nine defensemen, it's been difficult. We're a little bit banged up, and guys have come in and out. So, you'd like to kind of solidify some guys here, and obviously excited to get Muck back in there and, and getting Klingberg getting going here. Obviously, I liked his game and continue to build off it.
After beating the Sharks 3-1 on October the 24th, the Devils entertained the Colorado Avalanche two nights later at Prudential Center and won their eighth straight game with a 4-3 overtime victory behind a Jack Hughes goal. But then they went out to Colorado to begin their four-game West Coast road trip, and in the Mountain Time Zone, they got blown out by the Avalanche 8-4. Timo Meier, the former Shark who comes back to the tank tonight, says it's all about recovery from the Colorado loss and getting back to where the Devils were during their winning streak.
Yeah, just getting back to the things that we were doing so well during our winning streak. I think we got away from a lot of stuff last game. Obviously, Colorado is a really good team, but now we kind of move on. We had a day off yesterday, some meetings this morning to look at things that we have to do to get back to having success. Today, a team that's very skilled offensively, they're going to make you pay if you make mistakes. So for us, it's about getting back to the structure, the foundations of our game that make us a successful team.
Join us at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time tonight for the Sharks and the Devils. Mark Smith joins me with the call on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Find us. Be there. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report for today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.